Mark, now what stage would y'all perform on? You know, I mean, would the union be having some strikes going on or some struggles and y'all go and perform? How did y'all, what stage did y'all perform?
There were many different kinds of events. And, you know, I think it's always been a concert chorus from the very beginning. Every other year, there's been a fundraising gala concert, as they were calling it. Mm-hmm. And that would usually be in a place with, maybe somewhere around 1,000 seats, plus or minus a couple hundred. Mm-hmm. And, I remember we performed the 20th anniversary concert was in Town Hall, a historic building in Midtown Manhattan. We've had other performances in the 25th anniversary concert was at New York University, and I'm forgetting the name of the venue there, but it had close to 1,000 seats. But then there were many smaller performances, sometimes for organization meetings for one union. There's a nurses union that had us perform every year. Mm-hmm. And I think that still is happening. And then there were, I think sometimes there were just more spontaneous concerts. And another repeat concert has been for the graduation ceremony for the Van Arsdale Center for Labor Studies at Empire State College in Manhattan. So there are some, every anniversary ceremony for the Triangle Shirt Factory disaster that happened more than 100 years ago now. Mm-hmm. There's the chorus performs at that, and often there are teachers bringing their students, and we pass out sheets for so everyone can sing for that. And then sometimes it's just when there are workers striking, the chorus would get together and sing to support the strikers. Mm-hmm. So
what's the makeup of it? I mean, is it it's a big chorus or, I mean, is it 100 people?
We have about 85 members currently, I think. And I keep saying we as if I'm still a member,
right.
And because lately I've been rejoining with the chorus when they've had their online rehearsals since the pandemic. So it's about 85 members, but then in a typical performance, you wouldn't have all the members. Usually there would be about, for the big gala fundraising concerts, I'd say probably about 60 or more members show up for that one. But for other performances, it's a smaller group. And almost always, our director-conductor, Jana Ballard, is able to do the conducting. But she is a teacher at the Performing Arts High School in New York City. If it's during a school day, she's not available to conduct. And we've had a couple of members substitute conduct, and she's unable to join us for a performance. Since 2002, the pianist, accompanist, has been Dennis Nelson, very gifted musician. He's able to join us for just about every performance. I remember when we did one, he showed up for a demonstration when some workers at a restaurant were not exactly on strike, but they were protesting conditions there. So we didn't have an accompanist there, but we sang still, and we sang with a couple of workers who were outside the restaurant. So it depends on the situation and who's able to come.
Now they have a group called the New York Central Labor Council. I know in New York City.
Yeah.
Were y'all part of that?
Or
you was independent?
Yeah, the labor chorus has a strong working relationship with a lot of the organizations, the labor organizations throughout New York City. So I don't know exactly, but I would assume yes. And the leadership of the chorus is a board of directors.
Okay.
Along with Dana Ballard as the director conductor. And one of the founding members of the chorus is Barbara Bailey. She's the president of the board. So the board is very active and just reaching out to the labor unions and labor organizations throughout the city. And then those unions and organizations in turn are very supportive with money when we're raising funds at our gala concerts. So there's a very long and strong relationship there.
Did they ever record a record or anything? You know, do them recordings?
A recent one came out in just last year, 2019, from a 2018 concert. So I'm looking at the cover right now. The title is "We Shall Overcome," and then. The image on the cover is the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty, and then it's the New York City Labor Force Benefit Concert, May 5th, 2018, 7:30 p.m. at the Symphony Space, which is, I believe, in Midtown Manhattan or the Upper West Side.
Mm-hmm.
So. That was after I had left the chorus, but I have the CD, and it's just, you know, a lot of wonderful music, very diverse in the songs.
What's the name of the CD?
Oh, so the title again is "We Shall Overcome."
Okay.
And subtitle: New York City Labor Chorus Benefit Concert.
And how could one? Because if someone wanted to get a copy, how would they go about?
You could go to the New York City Labor Chorus website. If you just Google New York City Labor Chorus, it'll come up, and they sell CDs from their website.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, you was a member about 6 years, I think, you said?
Yes, 6 years from the time my wife and I moved from Long Island to New York City to the time we left New York City in 2017.
Mm-hmm. And you went into writing this book. Now, what motivates you to go and write the book, you know, to document this? I mean, they were just meeting and they were just singing and not keeping any records?
Yeah, well, I think the chorus has kept records of its history, and mm-hmm. Barbara Bailey, again, the president of the board, mm-hmm. she was very generous in sharing documents with me, and so was another board member, Jeff Vogel. And they have an archivist also who is a chorus member.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been a couple of news articles about the chorus, one in the LA Times and the other in the New York Times. And I thought, well, you know, there are some books about music and the labor, the history of the labor movement. But there's, you know, no single book-length publication that focuses on one labor chorus. And the New York City Labor Chorus was the first of its kind of multiple unions coming together and singing together.
Mm-hmm.
And since they joined and started in the early 90s, other cities have done the same. D.C. Labor Chorus is one in Baltimore, Twin Cities in Minnesota, San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver. But New York City Labor Chorus was the first. And I thought, you know, this is an important part of labor history, that singing has always been important to the labor movement, going way back to, you know the times of slavery and afterwards, and then the first unions in the late 19th century, singing became an important part of their activism and the International Workers of the World, the IWW Wobblies, sang in all of their meetings. So I thought this is going to be an important contribution to the literature, focusing on this one organization that, that started this new movement of labor choruses to generate, you know, old and new music to keep all this music alive from the labor movement, and not just the labor movement, but civil rights movement, the women's movement. So it's